Let's start the Gemara again. Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Va'af Reb Yonason Hodabei. Reb Yonason was Choyza. From what he said originally, Reb Yonason was the Baal Memre. When we had the Mice on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Reb Chiya and Reb Yonason were traveling and they were walking through the Beis HaKfaros. Reb Yonason's Tchelis was hovering over the Matzevis and he told him, lift it. He says, why? He says, because the Mesim HaMesapnim, they're going to say, tomorrow you're Boim Aleinu, now you're being Mecharifos. So he told him, since when the Mesim know what's happening? It says in the Pasuk, Mesim and Miyodim Umo. So they don't know anything, so what are you worried about? And daddy told him, in Korisa, Loshanisa, Loshilashna, etc. Now, but Reb Yonason held HaMesim and Miyodim Umo. Of them, Zok the Gemara now, Va'af Reb Yonason Hodabe. Reb Yonason retracted from his memra that Mesim don't know anything. The Omer Reb Shmuel Baruch Meinom Reb Yonason, Minayin Le Mesim Shem Sapkim Zem Zeh. From where do we know that the Mesim speak to one another? Shenemar, Vayom Hashem Elov Zoyis Oretzah Shem Shabbat Elavrom Litzok Liyakov. This is the land that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was nifted, the Ebeshah told him, even though you're not going to enter into Yisrael, I'm giving you a special pitzui, a reward, that you're able to go now to the Ovis, and Achamoisa this is, and show them and tell them that the Oretz of Nishba, La'avrom Yitzchak Yaakov, is being given. It wasn't given yet, but it's ready. Oiksichoin, Moshe Rabbeinu already saw it, so it's taking place. The kiyum of Nishbati La'avrom Yitzchak Yaakov is taking place. Because it says in the Pasuk Lamor, Ha'oretz Hashem Nishbat La'avrom Yitzchak Yaakov Lamor. What's Lamor? My Lamor. Omer Kodesh Baruch LeMesha Leich Emelam La'avrom Yitzchak Yaakov Shvush Nishbat Lechem Kva Kiyam Tila Benechem Az Mekayim It. Zok Demo Daf Yutesom Et Aleph Ve'is Al Kedaitich De Le'Yadi. And if you're going to tell me that the Mason do not know anything, Zok Rashi Ela Tzar De Gufa. That was the original Havmina of Reb Yonason. All they know is Tzar De Gufa Kamachet B'Psar Achai. That's all they know, but they don't know anything. So ki omelu my haver. So what did he gain exactly by telling them? They don't know anything. Ella zok to mora, you're going to tell me that they do know. Ella mai the adi. So if they know, so what do you have to tell? What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with? They know it on their own. So if they know what's happening amongst the chayim, zok to mora lach zukele tivusa le Moshe. Eivishter wanted, so to speak, a reimbursement, a tivusa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was the bearer of the good news to the Ovis, so he should find favor in the eyes of the Ovis. And that's why he said, I'm letting you tell them the Ovis. Now, so this is the Maskonis HaGemara. It seems like Reb Yonason was Hodabei, and the Mesim do know. Now, if I have over here, I mentioned it yesterday briefly, there's a Ksaviyad Kotshoi of Reb Shulab Diskin. In his Gemaras, we have his Gemaras. On the side of the Gemara, I'm Soita, Daflamed Dalad. Over there, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, a fascinating Hagot. I'll just read it inside. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says the famous what took place at the time of the Meraglim when Yeshua and Kolev veered off from the other Meraglim. So the Gemara says in Soita, Lamedal Lamed Beis, as follows.
He left. He went to the Kivri Ovis. And he told the Ovis by Moses Amachpela, Avoisai Bikshu Alai Rachamim, Sheinotzim Atzim Raglim. Yeshua already got this because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoshiachim Atzim Raglim. As I state in the Gemara, Avdem Fakte Sakasha, Avoisai Bikshu Alai Rachamim, Vim Toymar, Vomar Perg Mishamesu, it says in the Gemara, Daf Yud Ches in Brochus, the Mesi Lo Yadi Midi, Mesim don't know anything. So what's Yeshua telling the Ovis? Mashma Bamaskonas Octasis, Afilu Oves Oilom, this Gemara of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mason don't know anything, even the Oves Oilom not. Avdem Zok Teis V'yei Shloimar, we'll see Teis, on the Havon and Teis Kash in a second, Zok Teis V'yei Shloimar, Daidei Tfila, Shazem Espalol, Moedinu, Shekach Nespalol. It says, they Taka don't know, and even Oves Oilom don't know. But through Tfila, the Ebesha reveals them the Tfila, and that's how they know. Zok Tepshai pick on the side, in the side, on the Hagois that printed in the Messiah's Hashas, Ein shom heitev u'mitzvah liyashev. It's a mitzvah to me yashev, the kasha. So Shai Pick is asking, what do you mean the maskona the mesim don't know? The maskona the gemara we just said the mesim do know. And Moshe Rabbeinu, what he went, Moshe Rabbeinu was a different cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu went for a pitzui, even though they know, is in order to make him feel like zuke tuvusa. So effective Shai Pick, what do you mean the maskona they don't know? They do know. What's Taisa's kasha? So Reb Shulab on the side, to answer to me yashev, Taisa's, he says, loy koshamidi. It's not schwer. The Shom, I'm reading the Ksavya, the Shom of Ur, the Mesim is Saprim Zamze. All we see in that Gemara is that the Mesim speak to each other. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak Lachem Isosoi to the other Mesim, to the others. Aval Eina Yoidim Kshachayim Megidim Lahem. They taka don't know that. Why? The Hashem is Baruch Omele Lamosha, she is Saper Achamoisoi. Dafka Achamoisoi. Dafka lo obis oilom vhoize kama pitzu la moisha rabbein olav shalom al misosoi mashma de bichayim I efsha and the signs of dago moisha yishud le bagoinu ben yomin zala. So we see Rabbi Shulei learned clearly this maskonas agamora they taka don't know, and Rabbi Yonason hodabe means that originally Rabbi Yonason held like Rashi says all they know is tzar de gufam, but they don't even know when meisim achirim are misapim to them. On that, the Kudi was Hodabay that Mesim Achirim, that they do know. But Loyla Mesim don't know. That's how Abshuleib answers, because he has Miyashiv Toises. He says Mitzvah Liyashiv. Toises has a Kasha clearly in Soita, Soita Lamedala, Lamed Beis, that the Mesim Liyadim Midi, Maskona Filu of his Oilam not. Avshay Pshikzok Mitzvah Liyashiv, he's Miyashiv, understand. Toises in Soita is learning the Sugya that Rabbi Yonason Hodabay only from the Nakuda of they don't know anything even Mesim Achirim, but Lo'olam when it comes to Chaim de Taka don't. Agov Ribshulib. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok the Gemara Omar Rav Yitzchok Kol Mesapachei Hameis Kilo Mesapachei Even. If someone is Mesapach after Meis, it's like speaking on a stone. He doesn't know anything. So that's two pshatim in the Gemara. Ikad amid l'yadi, they know nothing. Ikad amid l'yadi v'layich b'sli, they don't care. But I care what you talk about me. I'm in a better world right now. Zog the Gemara, Eini, you tell me they don't know anything. V'omar ha'pop echad ishtoi milse basrei de Mashmuel. There was a person once going by the Levaya of Mashmuel, and he spoke against him. He spoke against him by the Levaya. And you know what the punishment was? V'nofal kanya metalalo ubozo la'arniki de moicha. And a beam fell from above, and it split his arnika de moicha, a certain bone in his brain, and he died on the spot. Terrible oynish on the spot. A corner fell from the gag. Kis shamayach munach boy. Zok the Gemara. That doesn't mean that the mesim know. That's the Eibush is taking back the remuneration for the being mevazet tamid chomim. Shani tzum rabbonu de kutche brichu tove biyikrei. The Eibush is being tovei is bizoyen. Rabbi Yomin Harodna, Pshur Leib's father, it's brought down that he said Pshat in this Gemara as follows. He says there's two types of Chil Hashem. There's a Chil Hashem that someone doesn't have is a Chil Hashem. There's another type of Chil Hashem, like the move in the Rambam Yisrael HaTorah, that when a person it says that a Talmud Chacham didn't have era, so the Chil Hashem is much worse because people learn from him, people follow him. So it comes out that when a Amoritz is Mesapel Loshen Hora and a Talmud Chacham after Mitosoi, so even if Hitaka doesn't know anything, it's like an Evan. So Mitzad Loshen Hora, this Taka might not be an Issa because Taka they don't know. He's like an Evan. But Mitzad that people might learn from him, it's a very great Chil Hashem because people learn. Look, Talmud Chacham did so. So it's Mutter. And on that, the Eibush is Kaveh Yikre, it means the Eibush is Kaveh Yikre delay. It's a Chil Hashem. So the Eibush takes numeration, and that's what the Eibush, the Gemara says, Kud Shebrichu Tove Bi Yikre. Because Adarabba, this Oynish that the Eibush brings about, everyone shows everyone that Fakir, that it's all Sheker, and the Talmud Chacham did not do so. So that's the Pshat in the Kiddush Hashem that comes about. It's Eibush is Tove Yikre because it's a Chil Hashem that people are made in Midrachov. So the Eibush is Tove Yikre. Zog the Gemara, Reb Shuben Levi, Kol Mesapach Mitos, Tamid Chomim, whoever talks after the Ptira of Tamid Chomim about them, Noifel Begehenim, he's Yosh Gehenim Shenemal, Vahameitim Akal Kloisom, Yolichem Hashem, Espoile Oven, Shalom Al Yisrael. Afilu Beshoshe, Shalom Al Yisrael. Shalom Al Yisrael means after the Ptira. After the person's Ptira is Shalom Al Yisrael. He's in a good place. He doesn't know anything. It doesn't bother him. So even b'shosh Shalom Yisrael, even though it's a time of after Ptira of Shalom Yisrael, Yolichem Hashem, Espoilei Oven, those that are Balei Aveira, the Eibush brings them down to Gehenim. Zog Ma'otan Ve'eb Shmuel, Im Ro'isa Talmud Chochem Shover Aveira B'Lailo, if you saw Talmud Chochem, there's Oven Aveira Al Tahara Achov, Domi Mahara after him B'yoim, Shem Oza Tshuva, maybe the Tshuva, because other Rabbah, Shem Asak Daitoch, Elevade Oza Tshuva, if you saw the Tshuva, Zog Ma'ani Mila B'dvorim Shebegufoi, when it comes to this person Aveira, so then you can say for sure the tshuva. No, he stole money. Now it doesn't really mean he stole. If he stole, he's not a Talmud Chacham. It means that maybe on
on the Fnimishu Sadindik money that he owes to someone. So Adam Hadal Amore, then you have to make sure he gives it back without giving back, like Benon Chaveroi. Achiratz Chaveroi is not going to make a difference. All the tshuva in the world, you need that. And until then, it doesn't help. Zog the Gemara. For 24 places, Bezdin put people in Cherem because of COVID Harav. In all 24 places, Chovdal Mekoymis are Mishnayas. Omalei Rabbi Lezer Heicha. Where are those 24 Mishnayas? Omalei. So they told him. Shuben Levi told him. Lechi Tishkach. When you find it, Nofak Dog VaAshkach Tlas. He found 3 out of 24 Mishnayas that say that you menade when you mevazet am tchochem. Number 1, Hamezalzo Mtilas Yedayim is Takonas Chachomim. Takonas Chachomim because of Tumas Yedayim in the Zman HaMikdash, ate Truma, so they extended it to Yedayim, even by Achilas Pas Bizman HaZeh, we know it to Yedayim, all because of the Gzer of Truma. For Kahanim, so we do it for everyone Akoponim. So Mezalzo Mtilas Yedayim, that's 1. Vamesapach Mitotz Tamid Chachomim is 2, that is Chayv Nidui when he talk against Tamid Chachomim after the Ptira. Is and someone who turns to the Eibishter with a tiny, so to speak, I'm a deservant, that's Megis Daitoi. Now the Gemara, Enumis, the 3 Mishnais. Hamesapach Meitosin Shamit Chomim Mahi, the Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Edios. Hu Hoya Oimer, Ein Mashkin, Loyasaki Yoyres. When it comes to Pasha Soita, you give a Soita to drink the Mea Morim. Now there's an exclusion to the Pasha of Soita. Loyasaki Yoyres. The lawyers are Meshucheres, the Shifra Meshucheres, that's the Tanakh Kamashita. The Chachomim Oimrim. Chachomim say no. Mashkin, you are Mashka, Egiyores, and a Meshucheres. The Omruloy, and they told him, Maisa, Bekalkimis, Shifra Meshucheres, Bushalayim. There was a Maisa in Kalkimis, it was a Shifra Meshucheres, Vihishkua, and they were Mashka her, Shmaya Vavtahal Yoin. Shmaya Vavtahal Yoin, Mashka, connected to Chachomim, because Egiyores is excluded. I'm sorry, 1 second. Chachom say, Mashkin, fakert. So the Tanakama said, Ein Mashkin, lois girls v'alim shucheres. Chachom say, you are Mashkin. Oh, so they did like the Chachomim. V'omer lehem, dugma heshkuo. And they said about him, about the Shmai v'Avtalion, that were Mashka, egiyoyres, dugma heshkuo. V'niduo, they put him in cherem. Dugma heshkuo means that Rashi explains, because Shmai Vavtalion stammed from Bnei Bonav Shal Sancherev, Rashi says, Gemara Gittin and Dafnun Zayin. So they wanted to show that Geirim are just like regular Israelim. So that's why Shmai Vavtalion were Mashka the Giyoris. They want to show Giyoris is the same as Israelim. They're not excluded. And on saying such a thing, being Mevazat and Chomim, so they put them in Cherim for saying Shmai Vavtalion did it for their self-interest because they came from Geirim. That's one pshat. Tosfos brings another pshat. Dugme Yishkua, it was made seva. It wasn't really the real made soida. Made morim, it was a fake made soida. Avaloyim morim mamish. Avaloyim mocha atero oleh el liyiroisa. To get her scared, so to speak. That's found in Dugme Yishkua. Correct. So if the pshat wasn't really, could be Shmai Vavtalion takish down from Gerim. And they takin and give them the real. But so they taka didn't do something just to make themselves, so to speak, the game look good. It was taka fake. So what was the bizarre at the end of the day? They said dugme ishkua. They said, oh, he did a fake thing to make the game look good. Either he did a fake thing to make the Gerim look like real, or he did a real thing to make the Gerim look real. But he only did it for the Gerim. This is the question in how the text were dugma. Zog the Gemara, v'nidua umeis v'niduyav, and he died while he was in Gerim. You're right. The Yesh La'ayin. The Tosis and Rashi, Dugma, meaning they are a Dugma of Giyoris. And that's Taka Niduo, saying that they're like the Geirim. The Orach Tosis brings, Dugma is a Nupshan and Dugma Ishku, it was made Seva. You have to know how exactly that stems with the Bizoyan if it wasn't Taka, if he didn't say anything about them. The fact that he revealed that it was a Dugma, that's Lacharin, not the Bizoyan and the Geirish. Okay. After Mima'ayin in the Oruch Pshat, how that stems and how did he learn up the Gemara? Al Kaparim in the Pashta Gemara, Dugme Shkua, you stammed like Rashi says from Gerim. V'niduo meis v'niduyov. And he died while he was in Gerim. V'soklu bez in the Sagoino. The halacha is, when you die while you're benidui, before the nidu was over, you give skila to the Oren. So it's a gewaldige zach over here. They gave skila over here. He's telling me that it was Mamash Shmai Vavtalion was in such a situation. Gemara is going to go back from this. Look at the Gemara. V'amazal zem tiyos yidayim mayi, the Tanan, Om Rabbi Yudah, chas v'sholem shakavi b'mahalol, Nisnada. Oh, and this Gemara, the Gemara is going to go back. Hamazalzim tizidayim is a kavi ben halal. Hamazalzim tizidayim mayid etanan. It says in the Mishnah, as follows. Oh, Magab Yudah Chas Vesholm, Shakavi ben halal nisnada. Akavi ben halal wasn't nisnada for being mazalzim tizidayim. Akavi ben halal was a great, great person. She ain't azogan in Ellis, akol odom yisrael, bechokma betaigo, who be yaschet, kakavi ben halal. When they closed the azogah by the Shchitz Pesach, there were gimel kitois, and every time when it was full, they closed the azogah, he was the greatest of all the people that were in the azogah, from Gans Kalyasol. Ella, as me nidoi, as Eloza ben Chanoich. They were mazalzel, they were menada, kavi ben halal for being mazalzel to his dime. Impossible. It was someone else. It was Eloza ben Chanoich. She pikbek ben until his dime. He was mefakbek. What's this whole to do about until his dime? Ukshemes, and when this Chanoich, Eloza ben Chanoich died, Sholchu bezin v'nichev enagdoil al-goynoi. Since he died, v'niduya, they placed a stone on his organ to resemble l'lam dechash kolam esnada umeis v'niduya of bezin circle al-goynoi. Hamegis, daito klap imaylo, someone who turns to the Ebishter with tainus, so to speak. What is that referring to? Zog di Gemara, Mayid etanan, it's the third Mishnah. In Tainis, Sholach Leishim and Shetach L'choni Amagol. The famous Maizis L'choni Amagol. He wanted it to rain. It started droplets of rain. He said, no, Gishme Bruch. It started storming. Until he got what he wanted and didn't leave the egg oil. L'choni Amagol. So they told him, Sholach Leishim and Shetach L'choni Amagol. Tzorech Atal Isnadis. Really, you deserve it to be Nidui. You're being Megis Klapi Mali. You're telling the Eberstah how to run the world. Vil Moli L'choni Ato. Gozrani Alecha Nidui. Aval Ma'eser. What? Aval Ma'eser. Shata Mischata L'fnei Amokam V'oischa. You're like a son to the father. He might ask him, do this, do that, could you help me this? And the father runs and does because of the love that he has. So that's what the Eibishter is. So the Gemara enumerated three places that Bezdin Amenada on Kovet HaMenchomim. Zog the Gemara, Vesu Leiko, there's only three. Vahiko, the Tonig of Yosef. Yeah, we're asking, you're telling me you only found 3 out of 24? What happened to the more of them? There's 21 more. Vo'ikar etoni Rav Yosef, Tudis ish roimi, hinigas b'nei roimi la'achilon g'doye mekulosin. Tudis was menoyek that you're not supposed to have on Pesach, we don't eat tzli, right? Because we want to have a resemblance of Korban Pesach, kochim b'chutz. So he had on Pesach one night, g'diye mekulosin b'leil p'sochim, which is roasted with mamash like the Korban Pesach, k'rayim, the way it was roasted. So mekulosim b'leil Pesach sholach Hashem ben Shetach imolei tudis ato gozrani lechem nidui shata ma'achil Yisrael kodesh machutz. It's like kodesh machutz. So the Gemara says that we find that he told him in a brayse, I will put you in nidui. B'mishnah seinu kamrinon. I said 24 mishnayos that you menadan tkovet hamchomim. This is in the brayse. In the brayse he told him imolei tudis I will put you in nidui. V'brayse he. For Gemara masis in leker you only found 3 in the mishnah. V'ikar etnan. There's another Mishnah state chot chulyas v'nasan chol ben chulya lechulya. So this is the famous Tanush Alachinoi that if the halach is a kli cheres, so it's only shaykh ben atitza to be metiret. So there was they had this tanner that they put back together with chulyas and they took chol in between v'nasan chol ben chulya lechulya. So the question is, how do you look at this tanner? Do you look at this tanner as kli glolim that are not mekabel tuma, or do you look at this tanner as kli cheres, and because the chulyas are made out of cheres, even though the choil is in between, do you look at it as kli cheres or not? So that is, will the tuma, right? Will the tuma now go back on this tanner that you reconstructed? Is it considered kli cheres or not? So Rashi says, what kind of netitza it was? So Rashi, it wasn't stam, they broke it regular. Im nitre tzikha kosm de titza. Vim nitte zu be inyen ze she chot chosrov if sovim kechulyas agulois. They didn't really smash it. Really smashing it is of course metaret. But they made it in a zah type of break. That it was chot chosviv shiv kechulyas agulois. Vechoz vechibra be titza choyl ben chuli chulya. Yabali yaze metaret lo mesheina oit klicheres. So nisraf kekivshon. Bekivshon, v'chometam moson. This type of breaking and this type of reconstructing and not really breaking, is that considered klicheres or not? That was the big machloikus that they argued about. So Blaz was metayer, all the tires that were made, and chomer metame. V'zok tumor v'zeh tanoi shel achnoi. This is a tire, and they called the tire of achnoi, my achnoi. Why is it called achnoi? Om rabbi yidom ha-shmum, lam shekifo lochz bach kachnoi. They gang up on Rabbi Lozer like a snake, like an achnoi, to try to show him that he's wrong by saying that it's Torah. V'timua, and they were metame all the tires that he made. V'tanya oisa yoyim, v'vi kol tires shetir rabbi Lozer, v'sof from the front of, v'l v'soy b'chua. They put him in nida. B'chua means nidui. So we see clearly a mishnah legabe nidui. So gemara afilo ha nidui b'masnisin loytanan. This again, it's not mentioned the nidui in the mishnah. Elo b'chov dalad mekoymos. In 24 places, it's mentioned in the mishnah clearly. So where are those 24 places? So gemara hechem mishkachas lo. Zog di gemara Reb Shua. Meaning we only find three. Reb Shua ben Levi medame milsa la milsa. Reb Loza loy medame milsa la milsa. Pshat is Reb Shua ben Levi found 24. He medame milsa la milsa. That means, just like we find over here, a grace of machloikas, and they put him, and a machloikas is deserving of nidui. So medame milsa la milsa, whenever you find machloikas in Mishnayas, so it's tone nidui if they argue and to an extent that it was like this machloikas over here. Reb Loza was not medame milsa la milsa. Just because the machloikas doesn't mean chayv nidui. So mainly only found three. But medame milsa la milsa, that in machloikas in, I see Grois machloikes and I see deserving of nidui to that extent. Zog the Gemara Noisa Hamitim Chilufeyan. The Mishnah said that they potter from Kiyashma. Toner Rabbanon Ein Moitzi in his Hameis Somer LeKiyashma. Do not start a Levayet when it's time to say Kiyashma. Zog Rashi Lefishim is Batlim in Akriya. But if you started already, then aim up seeking because you're Isaac Bemitzi. If you started the Levi, you don't stop. Not like that. But Rav Yosef is some like Kriyashma. Rav Yosef, they actually started his Levaya and it was time to say Kriyashma within the half an hour of Kriyashma. And they did start the Levaya. So Gemara Adam Choshev Shaini. It's not a covered amaze to have Rav Yosef's Levaya be held off time to say Kriyashma. So Adam Choshev, you start the Levaya even though it's really the time to say Kriyashma.
It depends. If it's tzrichim loy, the potev not, they're not. Toner Rabbanon oiskin be'esped. Those who are oiskin be'esped, bizman shameis mutl b'fneihem. When the mace in front of them nishmotin, the shoyimim are nishmat. The shoyimim can leave slowly. Together they can't leave in one shot. That's a bizoyin amace. Masha enkein, slowly one by one, that's not a bizoyin. They can't read over there because that's leg l'rash. They have to leave. So mele, that's why they taka at the nishmat echod echod. V'koyin, ain't a mace mutl fnei, but the mace is not in front of them. So Yoishim v'koyin, then can read Kriyashma of the mace in a different home. Then there's no leg l'rosh. Vu Yoishim Hashenge the oinen is Yoishim doimim, because the Rashi says oval, but it means the oinen, because the oinen is also in Talmud Torah until the Kfura, also in Torah and Tefillah. So vu Yoishim doimim. Heim oim dim umispalim vu oim dim matzikol v'zadin. He's mekabel the tzidik adin. Vu oim rebbein olam habechatot l'fanecho v'leinu freitz b'meni echad b'meni elef. You only paid me back 1 out of 1,000. This tzorah that I have is less, so much less than what I really deserve. Don't say, I only got 1,000 of my punishment, I deserve more. Where do we see this in the Pasuk? We were almost like Sdoim. And what does it say after that? Maya Hadale Novi Shimud Varashem Katsinis Doim. So he already called him Katsinis Doim. You said Stoim, Dave should call you Stoim. Let's finish at the end of the Omid. Kivroi, Kovis Hameis, Vichozru. So they got back before the Shura. Are you able to cup ranch Kriyashma? Imichoim Lahaska Valigmaiz Kula in. Aval Perak Echad, the Posik Echad Loi. If you're just going to say the first Posik, that not. Uremino Fakdimar Kasha, Kovris Hameis Vichozru. Imichoim Lahaska Valigmaiz Kula, Aval Perak Echad, the Posik Echad, Hochanami Kom. So even that you go back for, even that you start. So Gemara Hochanami Komar. Imichoim Lahaska Valigmaiz Kula, Aval Perak Echad, Aval Posik Echad. You don't have to do everything. Even Perak Echad is sufficient. Stop over here. You test. Amid Olive will continue. You test on the base tomorrow.